Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, good morning. While my statement may not be as eloquent and well-prepared as Senator Crapo's, I'd ask that it be entered into the record, and then I'll try to summarize real quick. First of all, Mr. Chairman, I want to thank you for holding this very timely and indeed very important hearing. I'm pleased to be here. I want to tell you all about the growth in the domestic ethanol industry, the unprecedented growth that we are seeing today. Indeed, ethanol today is the single most important value-added market for farmers. Ethanol is the second largest consumer of grain this year, having passed exports in terms of demand. The growth that we've seen in the industry today is simply phenomenal. Today's ethanol industry consists of 97 biorefineries located in 19 different states. We're processing close to 2 billion bushels of grain today into more than 4.5 billion gallons of fuel ethanol. And we're going to continue to grow. But ethanol is today blended in 40% of the nation's fuel. 40%. I mean, virtually every single gallon of gasoline in California is blended with ethanol. Minnesota has led the way with a 10% requirement. 10% of the fuel sold in Minnesota is blended with ethanol, but 85% of the fuel in Iowa and throughout most of the Midwest. But it's no longer just a niche market in the Midwest. Ethanol is now sold virtually coast to coast and border to border. And we're going to see continued demand. The 4 billion gallons of ethanol that were produced last year has provided tremendous economic benefits for the country. In using 1.5 billion bushels of grain, we increased gross output in this country by $32 billion. We added 153,000 jobs across all sectors of the economy last year. Household income was increased $5.7 billion as a result of the ethanol industry that exists today, and we're growing. The ethanol industry added $1.9 billion in federal tax revenues, $1.6 billion in state and local taxes, money that's used then to build infrastructure, build schools, and add to the quality of life in rural communities. Ethanol today is revitalizing rural America. When I go to grand openings and I see 1,000 farmers that have invested their own money in an ethanol plant, they're so excited because jobs and economic opportunity is returning to rural America. That's what the ethanol industry is doing today. In addition, as many of you have noted, ethanol is having a tremendous impact on energy. The 4 billion gallons of ethanol that were sold last year reduced our oil imports by 170 million barrels a day. That's reducing our trade deficit by $8.7 billion. And those benefits will continue to grow. In terms of air quality, the 4 billion gallons of ethanol sold last year reduced greenhouse gas emissions by some 8 million tons. That's the equivalent of taking 1 million vehicles off the road. Now, the reason for that tremendous growth is in large part because of the energy bill that was passed last year. As you, Mr. Chairman, noted, the renewable fuel standard that was passed as a part of that bill that so many on this committee worked hard to do was a clarion call to our industry to go ahead and grow. We have 35 plants under construction today. 24 of those have begun construction since August 8th when President Bush signed that bill into law. The other reason for all the tremendous growth is that MTBE is hemorrhaging the marketplace. Now, importantly, there's nothing in the energy bill, nothing in the Clean Air Act, no government requirement that says the oil companies have to remove that MTBE. It's probably a good thing because MTBE had been contaminating drinking water supplies all across the country. And some have questioned whether or not there's going to be sufficient ethanol to meet that tremendous increased demand. And absolutely there will be. We're growing, as I've noted. There's going to be some migration from ethanol sold in conventional gasoline markets to those markets where it is needed more for MTB displacement, and there will be some level of increased imports. We're working awfully hard today with our oil industry customers and the transportation infrastructure to make sure that ethanol is where it needs to be, when it needs to be, and the transition is moving forward as smoothly as we can expect. In the future, we're going to continue to grow. The industry right now is changing. It's evolving. There are new feedstocks that are coming into play, new technologies. Our industries are looking at corn extraction, gasification to reduce energy inputs. It's a very exciting time to be a part of this industry. I look forward to continuing to work with the leaders on this committee on bold energy initiatives and other measures to increase the production and use of renewable fuels, because it is terribly important for our country, for our national security, as Senator Salazar has said, for economic opportunity, as Senator Harkin knows, seeing all the development in the state of Iowa, and for the environment in the future. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.